Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God will return very soon. Every broadcast I've been saying he's going to return very soon. That's on my heart because his return is very soon. And that's something we all need to be ready for. Knowing that he's coming back any moment, his return is so imminent, it helps us be sober. When you're watching for his return, it helps you be alert to take advantage of time. Now, Paul talked about our race, how we race, the race that we run. Now, the race is not against each other. We're not in soul-winning competition. People turn it into that and preach it into it, but that's not what it's about. There's not but one body of Christ, and that's all of us working together. What used to disappoint me the most among me and among fellow believers, people treated their ministry like it was a competition. Yes, in the church, people treated their ministry and whatever God had them doing as a competition, and it's not. When people do that, they totally miss the point. We work together for the common cause of getting people saved and built up according to Ephesians chapter 4, so that the next generation won't be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Till all are one. The goal is for us all to be able to operate according to the Holy Spirit, recognizing Jesus as the head of the church, listening to the guidance of the Holy Spirit as he helps us go forward in life, showing us our best options, just like the Word of God does. See, if you read the scriptures enough, even though you may not be skilled enough to quote every one of them, or many of them, or very few of them, that's not the point. The point is, what did you receive in your heart? When you begin to receive scriptures, many scriptures in your heart, something happens. Greater understanding forms. And the Holy Spirit can enlighten you to things by the Spirit of the Word. Now, the Spirit of the Word is the essence of the Word of God. That's what the Lord has to say. The Spirit of the Word. We're learning the essence of what God is saying. Jesus said, "Let him that has ears hear what the Spirit is saying to the church." But when you read scriptures, chapters and receive it in your heart with faith, not just a few favorite scriptures, but the whole chapters and even books of the Word of God, books of the Bible, you read it and you receive it, you begin to hear what the Spirit is saying, and you see things more so from a God's eye view. Because the scriptures give you the advantage of sight. You can see as God sees. Now, I used to show people, that the Word of God gives you a bird's eye view. Well, a bird's eye view is not enough. Birds can, they can see you. They can see what's coming around you. They can fly over you. And they're in the right position in the sky. They can see everything around you and what's coming towards you, even though you may not know. If they go up as high as a pine tree, they can see a bear coming way before he gets to you. If he flies even higher, he can see what else is coming. Now, the Word of God, it helps you have the insight that God has. And you can see things from a biblical perspective, and you know what to watch out for. And when you love the Word of God, love is always light. It gives you the ability to see things as they are. When people are trying to deceive you, deceptive words can be judged by the spirit of the word. Understand what I'm saying. When people say things that's just not right, it won't sit real well in your heart. If you've received enough of God's word, you can sense when people are being deceptive or whether they're truthful. Everything they say won't line up. You're more savvy. You're more wary of what's happening. And it's easier for the Holy Spirit to guide you so that you can avoid the trouble that the enemy's trying to send you through others. Now, the spirit of the word is hearing God and taking him at his word. It's hearing what he has to say, receiving his perspective. And it gives you the ability to be aware of what's going on around you. And remember, the Lord can see through time. And the Word of God gives you the same advantage. You know that if you operate according to the Word of God, your future is going to be stronger. And so then you can respect the things that the Lord say with trust, because you know that he's trying to help you have the greater advantage and not get bit by the serpent. When I asked the Lord to help me love everybody, I knew that it was important for me to forgive everybody that offended me. So I decided when I first got saved to forgive everybody that ever offended me. And then, you know, first I said, Lord, I forgive everybody who's offended me. Just like a man shooting a shotgun. You know, shotguns, they shoot shots and they just scatter everywhere. They broadcast. That was a broadcast prayer or confession. I just broadcast forgiveness. And then, when I thought about people who made me angry throughout my life or along the course of my life, I started naming people that I forgave. And I started with my high school, or not my high school, but my childhood enemies. The guys used to take my mini bike till I started fighting. They, you know, they take your mini bike and ride your gas out. I forgave those jokers and prayed for them. And everything I could think of that people had done that would have made me mad, I forgave them. Because that's what Jesus taught, and I trust what he said. And it put me that meant all of my sins were forgiven. God wasn't restricted from forgiving me because I forgave others. So I set my heart to do the same thing. So you can set your heart to do what you have to do. And then I said, well, Lord, I want to love everybody like you love me. And like you love people. I want to have the insight so that I can do it. And he taught me things about people, how they see things, how they act, things are not always as they seem. People are not always as negative as people pronounce them to be. Things are not always like they look. And everybody needs love. All kind of things the Lord taught me to help me do these. I was trying to do it. Now, it's one thing to desire to do it, but it's another thing to try to do it. I desired to love people and also tried to love people. And it works. The Word of God works. So when you receive his word on the inside, the spirit of the word, gives the Holy Spirit something to work with. He can guide you. You can hear his voice louder, especially when you receive the word and then pray in the spirit, pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in tongues. When you pray in tongues a lot, the gifts of the spirit work more so. Now, this is what happens when you pray in the Holy Spirit, when you pray in tongues. Your spirit man is praying for the most urgent things in your life. And it opens the door for the Lord to teach you things he really wants to get over to you. See, we see through a glass darkly. We have the instant. We're looking at the Lord through his word. That's how we see him. We receive his word, the spirit of the word. Everything is not in focus yet. And the Lord wants to get things over to us. But he's restricted by our will and our approval. We have to desire his word. We have to want it. We have to even believe for his knowledge. Yes, we have to believe God for his knowledge, even though he's trying to give it to us. If we don't believe him for it and look to him, seeking him, it's hard for us to receive it. It can be. Now, when people speak it enough around us, the word gets in our heart, and then we're able to believe it. Some things we're going to desire, because it's like sometimes when I read the word of God, it just nourishes me. It's kind of like a hot day. You've been outside too long, and then you need some water, and you just turn the hose pipe on, and that's the best taste of water you ever drank in your life. And it's coming out of an old hose pipe. If you're thirsty enough, it actually tastes good. You know, when I was a kid, you let it run till it gets cool and you drink it and you have a good time drinking. You want that water. That's the same way I feel when I study the word where I lack knowledge. Some things your spirit man is dry in. You needed that word. You needed a certain scripture that hit the spot just like that, just like water on a hot day. And when it's like that, that meant you were dry in that area. Which is, you know, the good thing is you're getting the word now. And some things is like that. Some words from the Lord it helps you. We have faith in different categories. Now the Lord is trying to get his word to us so that we can operate in life. And faith works by our love. It all works together. And see, when I learn something from the Lord that's a fresh revelation to me, my first mindset is to share it with people that's trying to do the same thing. Now, when I first started out, when the Lord would teach me something, I would go and try to tell everybody I knew. If people, you know, the people that were more prone to be in competition, they get offended. And it used to puzzle me because I didn't understand why people got offended. And you know, it was like, or the word was good, but some people like to be the one that know everything, you know. People that love preeminence will get offended. And they'd end the conversation and leave. I said, wait a minute, this was a good revelation. It blessed me. Then if I tell the right person, they rejoice too. And we talk for hours. But some people wouldn't take it that way. And these were people that I loved and looked up to, and you know, they're friends. Sometimes they were pastors. And sometimes I learned as I got older, when the Lord teach me something, share it when the Lord says it's time. Because some people that don't always take it right. They may not even see your point. I don't know, but when God guides, you know, God knows how to guide people. Sometimes people put you in a category that you're not in, and they don't think you have the wisdom or whatever. These are things you're going to run into with people. Some people are going to be receptive for whatever reason, and some people are going to be in competition, or they're not going to see what you're talking about. That's what I run into. That's how the world works. That's how it is. And that's how it always was. You know, in Israel, you would expect a word from a person like Jeremiah or Ezekiel or Isaiah or Hosea or Amos would be greatly appreciated. But when you read their books, they were not. And they were talking to people who said they love God. And now the Lord knows every heart, and he's got to return. He knows every heart, every person in the world, in the earth, in real time, personally. He know their capability. He know what will happen if they hear the word of God. He know whether they are resistant or not. He know whether they'll get saved and leave. He knows everything that they're doing to perfect precision. He knows what they're going to do. He knows, but he's just like with in Ezekiel's day, he warned people with the word in hopes that they might change their mind if they're wrong and get saved and go forward, like we all can. But some people, they hang on to the rudiments of this world, the urgings of this world, the way this world is measured. And they take the gospel of God and try to form some kind of competition against other fellow believers that happens to be in the very same body of Christ. And that's not right. So what we have to do, my friend, is hear God out. Hear what he has to say. Take him at his word. Be receptive to the Holy Spirit, because he has so much to say. Love your brothers. Remember, Jesus is returning soon. I don't want to be caught in trying to outdo somebody. I want to be caught doing his will. I want to be caught being alert in the Spirit, not foggy, not lazy. The love of God is so deep and it's so rich towards us. If a person is salvageable, he's going to save him before he returns. Even though they may not have it all together. I'm not saying that people have to have it all together. I am saying you can't be in sin. And you definitely can't be in deliberate sin and get taken with the rapture. You're going to have to be on God's side in your heart. Being on fire for God is loving people, obeying the word of God. Sometimes people say, well, being on fire is going out doing the work of the ministry. That's because that only happens if you love God's people. You can go preach all day without love. That's lukewarm. That's reputation. Sometimes people preach to boost their reputation, or a person can do a good work to save a reputation, but they miss the point. They miss what God is after. God is after sincerity of the heart, people that worship him in spirit and in truth. The work that you do for him does not gauge your heart. Whatever you do, good or bad, don't gauge. The good works we do is not a gauge. Our love for God is the gauge. How we love him. If we desire to do great things. And the word of God gives us faith and insight so that we can. Those faith and ability happens as we receive the word of God in our heart. But it's the love that causes us to be determined and to go forward doing the things that matter. If you can do the right things without love, and it's no good. But when you love people, you know, God, that's something God can work with. When you love people, you love God. Now, ministry is all, you know, they are blessed when they give to other ministries. If you give to a ministry, God is going to bless you. God notices, because you're operating as one. But when people get in competition, they give to certain ministries. When people are in competition, they do things totally different. But when we're on the same page, we work together. Now, I'm like my dad. My dad, if somebody did something that was a blessing, he'd say something about it. He will honor people that blessed him. But some people don't do that. They honor people that they think can help them. And they're in competition with others. That's not right. That's not recognizing the body. And I'm not going to put anybody in the body down. Now, when I say that some people didn't receive the word like I thought they would, and they were offended, it happened. The only reason I mention it is because I know it's not over yet. The war is still being waged, and people are going to act like that. But I don't want anybody, I want people to know what's out there so that they don't stumble because of somebody else's darkness. I would love to see people grow in the Lord. Vainglory is out there. And wrong knowledge is out there. Competition is out there. It's out there in the world system. But God is also with us and in us. And the Holy Spirit is also upon us, especially when we pray in the Holy Spirit and welcome Him. When we welcome the Holy Spirit, He is able to operate in our lives, help us to go forward in spite of the petty things. Some preachers, they go out of business because of petty things, because somebody didn't believe in them that they looked up to or whatever. They want to just call it quits and sit in the back somewhere. But you can't do that. You have to believe in what God is doing in you when nobody believes in what God is doing in you. And you take it as far as you can, because you love God's people and you love Him. It's all about love. It's not about pride. It's not about vainglory. Why should I stop loving people because somebody treated me ill? That has nothing to do. Satan hates me, and people who love his ways are going to do no better than him. But I love God. And whatever I do, I do it because I love God, and I do it anyway and on purpose. All that I do is because I love Him. And I'm looking forward to His marvelous return in one sense. And I'm thankful for all the time I get to do His work in the other sense. I want to make sure that I'm gone when he comes. I want to go with him when he comes. And it's exciting. But I thank God for every moment I can do his work. So I'm not in a hurry for him to come in that sense. But when he comes, I want to be gone with him. I don't want to be here after he comes and goes. I want to be with him. And that's where I'm at. Paul didn't know whether to go or stay. It's more beneficial. It's better for me to go, but it's better for you that I stay. That was in his day. Now, I'm at the end of this thing. The Lord's about to return, and I know it. I can feel it. And I want to make sure I don't do anything to hinder me from going with him. I'm not afraid that I'll be left behind, of course. But I want to do all that's in his heart. And I thank God for every moment I can be a blessing to other people. Because I don't want anybody to be left here. And I want you to pray for me for boldness. I want to make sure that I'm bold enough to do all that's in God's heart in these days. Paul asked people to pray for his boldness. And to me, in my opinion, he was a very bold man. And if anybody listens to these broadcasts, they may think I'm all bold. But under the anointing, in him, I'm very bold. When I have to be, I will be bold. God may need me to be bolder than I am. And in the recent years, he said, you need to be more frank with people. And I've been working on that. And there are things, some things we just have to work it out. We just have to work on. Some things we may master or seem to master, but some things we have to work on. And I thank God for change. We can always change. And God will always bless us. He's always ready to help us. And the Lord is looking for sincerity. Now, his return is soon. He wants to find people in a state of sincerity. Habakkuk said that he talked about how sometimes we have to wait on the Lord, and the word of the Lord will happen. That whatever promise we're expecting. He said something that he addressed something. Now, I'm going to go back and look at it. Now, this is Habakkuk verse chapter 1. I just started verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. And what shall I answer when I am reproved? And the Lord answered me and said, and this is a current statement. Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. We take God at his word. We see God through his word. And when our eye be single, looking at God through his word, our whole body will be full of light. Full of light. And that makes it easy for God to operate in us. But the soul that is lifted up is not upright in him. And they're going to act like they're not upright in him because their soul is lifted up. They're in pride. And they're not going to. Pride hinders them from judging things properly. But the just shall live by his faith. The soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Now, John said something similar. 1 John chapter 2, I think it was verse 28. He said in verse 28, this is 1 John 2, 28, he said, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Abide in him, live in him, seek him, learn him, know him, count on him. It's the same thing that Habakkuk was saying in chapter 2, verse 4. See, the long-suffering of God, that's one of the fruits of the Spirit. If he gave us the ability to be long-suffering, he's long-suffering. Now, just last night, the Lord told me something amazing about the rapture. Now, years ago, I talk about it all the time recently on recent broadcasts, that the day is set. The rapture will be by that set date. It could be before that set date. But it won't be a moment after that set date. He set the date. I don't know when it is and can't know when it is. But God set a date. It's a limit that he has to come back in order to keep his word. All right. Now, he said the rapture could have happened many times, but people keep praying for people and their prayers avail much. And people have delayed the rapture. It could have already happened. Now, this is what he told me last night. It could have happened many times. But the people in the church keep praying for people that's living in the balance. They're somewhere between the world and the kingdom of God in their state. And people keep praying for their contrary sisters and brothers and parents and children. And it delays, it sets the date further back. But when the day comes that the Lord has already set, he's got to come back. And the day before that, he told me something even that was even more strange. But I can receive it. He said those that harden their heart, he's going to harden their heart some more. Now, they've hardened it. The Lord been pleading with them, trying to get them to repent, and they won't do it. So he's going to harden their heart like he did Pharaoh. And then those that love him, that meander in and out, he's going to give them visions and dreams and work with them so they'll repent, so that they won't be caught off guard. And then he has people like me to warn people, because we're close to the end. We're almost out of time. And in fact, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to minister to you and bless you in his word all day long. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.